Hello everybody, good night of Shabbos. I hope everybody had a wonderful, wonderful Purim. I, Baruch Hashem, certainly did. We had Shabbos Sheva Brochus. Purim was Sheva Brochus for my youngest daughter. And I told the Mash, now that I married off my youngest child, now I could start working again. A short podcast today. I just want to tell you one word. The parasha starts with Zois Torah Sa'oilo. Zois Torah Sa'oilo. Oilo is a korban that Chazal teach us comes because of Hirhur Halev, because of thoughts, improper thoughts. Oilo, you know, is the one korban that it is sacrificed in its entirety. The entire korban, including the meat that normally would be eaten, let's say, by the Kohen. By an oila, it's sacrificed other Vizbeyah. So the Maharit, he explains, we know that there's a Gemara in Masechta Yoma, which is a very crucial Gemara to remember. Hirhurei Aveiro Koshin Ma'aveiro. The bad thoughts of an Aveiro, of doing bad things, are worse than the Aveira itself. Nobody understands that. How could that be? Thinking about doing an Aveira could be worse than the Aveira itself. And the Rambam explains in the Meir and the Ruchim, in the Guides of the Perplexed, that due to the fact that Hirhurei Aveira are a gam, they are a blemish in the soul itself, because every person has his own Kodesh HaKadoshim, you know, his mind and his heart, those are his most holy parts. And it's one thing what we do with our hands and our feet, but if we take bad thoughts into our Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's already the worst of the worst. Because those places we have to keep squeaky clean. Just like everybody understands that if Titus HaRosha did a terrible, terrible Aveira in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's certainly much worse, the fact that he did the Aveira over there, than if he would have done it somewhere else. So too, when we take bad thoughts into our mind, into our heart, so that's a very, very, very big taina. And for that we need a kapara. But we don't need stama kapara. We need a very, very large kapara. That's why the entire behemah has to be burnt in order to atone for what we did with our animalistic soul, and to take it and to turn it into something spiritual. So that's Torah Sa'ilo, Zois Torah Sa'ilo. Hi Ha'ilo. Shetehi Moigdo Alav Izbea Kol Alayla Adabrek, and nothing should be left from it. Everything should be destroyed. Because any residue that's left in the heart, any residue that's left in the mind, could be very, very catastrophic. So now, after Purim is over, the spring is coming, the nice weather is coming. So we have to again make sure that our eyes are on guard, and make sure not to be nichshol chas v'shalom. And we learned this lesson from Zois Torah Sa'oilo, Koshe Hirhurei Aveira, Yosem Aveira. And that's why the entire korban is sacrificed at the Mizbeach. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. All the very best.